Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
As is Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Beis, which is a continuation from the Gemara before Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. The sugi of our Gemara is a sugi of Mezaka Le'ober. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rav Huna, Hahu D'Amro D'Bis U'Nechosei L'Hai D'Ma'abratz. Omer Rav Huna Havei Mezaka Le'ober V'Mezaka Le'ober Le'kona. On this, the Gemara asks, Eis V'Rav Nachman Rav Huna O'Emer M'Yolda Ishti Zachar Yitomona. Yolda Zachar Neitomona. Omer Le'i Mishnaseinu Eini Oidea Mishana. On this, our Gemara asks, V'Le'ma Le'i Remeri D'Omer O'Demakne Dover Shaloi Ba'Lo'ilam. The Gemara says, Eimer the Shamasai were mayor with Dover Sheyashne Ba'ilam, with Dover Sheyne Ba'ilam Yishamasai. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha. Tesis asks him, Taymer the Parach of Nachman, of Huna Tikshay, when Avshay, the Issel, Kamona, Mazaka, Ober Lekona. Tesis answers his Kasha with one of two Mahalchim, Vishwaymer, Dumuki, Masnisen, Lekisha Taylade, the Sphere of Kamon, Lekisha Taylade Kona. Inamir of Nachman Ari ba Uber Shaino Benoi, Umuki Masnisam Ivanoi, the Daito Shal Adam Kreva Eitzo Benoi Krabichno Kamon. So again, Tesis in his first heretz explains this. The Rav Nachman asks in Rav Huna from our Mishnah, and Rav Nachman proves from our Mishnah that Mazaka Uber is Kana. Is based on this, the Rav Nachman and Rav Huna have a machlekes if a Mazaka Uber will kish a tailor is Kana or not. According to Rav Nachman, Hamazaka Uber Wilkisha Teod is Kana, on the other hand, according to Rav Huna, Hamazaka Uber Wilkisha Teod is Loi Kana. As we find that our Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Av Wilkisha Teod Loi Kana. And our Gemara brings down that Rav Nachman argues, and Rav Nachman says that even though Hamazaka Uber Loi Kana, but still Wilkisha Teod is Kana. As we find in our Gemara brings down the third Shita of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes understands that Echad Zave Echad Zakana, that an Uber is Kana even without Wilkisha Teled. In Tesis, in the second Teretz, we find that Tesis explains that there is a machloikes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, not only as far as Wilkisha Teled, but as far as this, Rabbi Yechanan says that even though Mazaka will Uber will Kana, but still, Hamazaka will Uber Shubanai is Kana since Daite Shaladam is Kreva Eitzel Benai. Rav Huna understands that even if someone is Mazaka or Bush is Benoi, still the Alach is Loi Kana. On the other hand, according to Rav Nachman, a Mazaka or Bush is Benoi is Kana. So again, according to the second Teretz of Tesis, there are two Machlekesim between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. The first Machlekes is a Machlekes as far as Likisha Teled, if a Mazaka or Likisha Teled is Kana or not. The second Machlekes is a Machlekes if a Mazaka or Bush Benoi is Kana, since Taitei shall Adam Kriva Eitzel B'nai or not. Now, Chayon has to understand Pshat in the second Teretz of Tesis. Where do we find that Rav Nachman and Rav Huna argue as far as Hamazaka Le'orber Shehu B'nai? So before we explain the common denominator between both Machleksim, if Hamazaka Le'orber Shehu is Kano or not, and if Hamazaka Le'orber Shehu B'nai is Kano or not, I would first like to discuss the Iker Nidin, if a Mazaka Le'ober is Kano or not. In the Rashba and the Ran in Kedushin Amnav Samach Beis and Rebeis, we find that the Rashba and the Ran bring down the Shita of the Rambam, that if someone tells Chaveirei Ober Shebemei Ishtecham Teili Nekeva Teskadish Li Harezu Mekudeshes, the Rashba and the Ran ask, how can the Rambam say that Mishahokar Obra Harezu Mekudeshes? What happened to the halacha of a mezaka le'ober le'kana? And based on the halacha of mezaka le'ober le'kana, so too we should say that one cannot be mekadesh an ober even mishal hoker obra. So to answer the kasha on the sheet of the Rambam from our Gemara, we find that the Ksei Salcheshin and Simon Reish test of Katan Aleph explains that the Rambam understands that an ober is considered ba'ilam, as the Ksei springs down from the Ramban. That the Ramban before in the fine test on the base asks the following seeming stira b'shitas of Nachman. As far as Dover Shloi Ba'ilam is concerned, Rav Nachman says that even if one is to say L'kshiyah Ba'ilam, it's still the halach is L'kana. On the other hand, by Ober, Rav Nachman understands that the halach is L'kishet L'kana. The Ramban answers his kasha by saying as follows, El Rav Nachman, L'choshev Ober K'mi Shloi Ba'ilam. Ela dover shabola ilam huba miktas. Ela shamayachshav ein wa yad liskais. Ve ein zachinoi. Ulikshatelet zachinoi midi de have birusha diaris. In other words, Ramban explains this that according to Rav Nachman, a mezaka will ober is oikona is not because an ober is not considered by ilam. If we are to say that according to Rav Nachman, this Ramazaka will ober oikona is because an ober is not considered by ilam, if so, what is pshat in this Rav Nachman says, lekeshe teled kona, as far as a regular dover shaloi ba'la ilam, saying lekeshe yavai ba'ilam will not help. And therefore, from Nachman one sees that Rav Nachman understands that an ober is considered b'miktas ba'ilam. This, that according to Rav Nachman, Hamazaka l'ober l'ikona, is only because an ober does not have a yad liskais. As Ramban goes on to prove from this, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamazaka l'ober shubanai is konas and staite shal adam is krev eitzel banai. From there one sees that an ober is considered b'miktas ba'ilam. Just an ober is a la bar zechia, and therefore if one has a daite shaladam kriva eitzel benoi, the ober will own whatever his father is mezakeh to him. And so too the Ksais goes on to explain as a shita the Rambam, that even though an ober is considered ba'ilam, and for that reason the Rambam understands that if someone is mekadesh an ober, the ober is mekudeshes, but still the halach is a mezakeh le ober loy kona. So again, one sees that there is a machlokes harishonim as far as how to explain the halacha of a mezakeh l'ober l'kana. Do we understand that a mezakeh l'ober l'kana is because an ober is not considered by ilam? Or do we explain this a mezakeh l'ober l'kana is because an ober does not have a yad liskais? L'chay, one has to understand pshat and the Rashba and the Ran. How can the Rashba and the Ran prove from a mezakeh l'ober l'kana that an ober is not considered by ilam? And for that reason, the Rashba and the Ran ask from the halacha mezakeh l'ober l'kana on the shita of the Rambam, the one has the ability to mekadesh an ober b'mei ima. We'll hear this, that an ober is not considered by ilam, and therefore we will apply the halacha of another makne dover shaloi b'lo ilam, as we find in our Gemara, is only because an ober does not have a yad liskais. And since an ober does not have a yad liskais, for that reason, there is a chesaron of loy b'lo ilam. But loy b'lo ilam itself is not the reason behind this, that an ober cannot be zeicha. So to explain pshat and the Rashba and the Ran, one can say that the Rashba and the Ran prove from this that an ober does not have a yad liskais. The reason why an ober does not have a yad liskais is because an ober is not considered by ilam at all. And therefore, from this that an ober cannot be zeicha, from there the Rashba and the Ran prove that an ober is not by ilam. And since an ober is not ba'ilam, for that reason we should say that one cannot be mekadesh an ober b'me'e ima. The Rambam and the Ramban on the other end understand that even though an ober is b'miktas ba'ilam, but still an ober does not have a yad liskais. And the fact that the ober is ba'ilam is not enough of a reason that the ober should have a yad liskais. That is l'chaya, how one can explain pshat in this machlokes harishonim. According to this mahalach, everyone agrees that this that we say a mezakeh l'ober l'kana is because an ober does not have a yad liskais. The entire machlokes is, if this that an ober does not have a yad liskais, is it because an ober is not considered by ilam, or is this that an ober does not have a yad liskais, is not because an ober is not considered by ilam? But in Tesis and Ksubis Navzayin of a base, one clearly sees another mahalach as far as how to explain this that a mezakeh l'ober l'kana is dependent upon ein adam makne dover shaloi b'lo ilam. Tesis and Ksubis asks the following kashan Shmuel. Shmuel shites hamazaka l'ober kana, and an ober can be kaina even b'lo de ober. Tesis asks, v'ashmuel gufei sviroi de ein adam makdish dover shaloi b'lo ilam. Now, one can ask the following to me on the kasha of Tesis. What does the shita of Shmuel v'ein adam makdish dover shaloi b'lo ilam have to do with this that Shmuel says that an ober has the ability to be zeicha even ba'idai ober? So from Tesis and Ksuvis and so to Achayah Zipshat in the Rashba and the Ran as well, one sees the following chiddush. This that there is halacha ve'ein adam makdish and ein adam makne davar shaloi ba'ilam. The chesaron is not because we say that since the chalais cannot be chal now, so too the chalais cannot be chal at a later date, but rather that itself, that it is a dover shaloi bala ilam, is a reason why we will say ein adam makdish and ein adam makne dover shaloi bala ilam. And either the chesaron is a chesaron in the Maisa Hektish and the Maisa Kinyan, and according to the Mandomer, Ein Oda Maktish and Ein Oda Makna Dover Shoibal Ilam, the Maisa Hektish and the Maisa Kinyan is not considered a Maisa as far as Dover Shoibal Ilam is concerned. Or as we will see, the Rosh explains, this that there is a Lacha of Ein Oda Maktish and Ein Oda Makna Dover Shoibal Ilam is because one is missing in the Gemiras Das that is necessary in order to be Maktish and in order to be Meicher. And therefore the Chesaron of Loi Balaylam is itself because it is a Dover Shel Loi Balaylam. The fact that it is Loi Balaylam is the reason behind the Halacha Ve'ino De Maktish U'Meicher Dover Shel Loi Balaylam. And for that reason, Tesis and Ksuvas asks that how can Shmuel say HaMazaka Ober Kana, and an Ober has the ability to be Kaino Achayon, an Ober is considered a Loi Balaylam, and since an Ober is considered a Loi Balaylam, for that reason we should say HaMazaka Ober Laikana based on the Shita of Shmuel, that Eino de Meicher Dover Shel Loi Balaylam. So again we have two Mahalchim as far as this, that we will say HaMazaka Ober Laikana. The first Mahalch, as far as how to explain this, that there's a Lach of HaMazaka Ober Laikana, is by saying that an Ober is not considered Balaylam, and one cannot be Mazaka with Dover Shel Loi Balaylam. In other Mahalach, as far as how to explain the Halacha of a Mazaka will Ober Laikana, is because an Ober is not a Bar Zechia. And since an Ober is not a Bar Zechia, for that reason we will say HaMazaka will Ober Laikana. In the Rosh in Ksuvos and Parakamono Kengados and Mendaud, we find V'chira, third Mahalach, as far as how to explain this, that we say HaMazaka will Ober Laikana. The Rosh explains this, that we say HaMazaka will Ober Laikana, is because Laigomar Bedaite Lahaknes Ober. And for that reason, the Rosh goes on to explain this, that we find in our Gemara, that we differentiate between Yerusha and Mezaka Ober. And even if HaMezaka Ober Laikana, but still Yerusha Haba Memela Shaini, and an Ober can inherit, is because the entire Halacha of HaMezaka Ober Laikana is because one is missing in Gemiras Das. And since one is missing in Gemiras Das, for that reason, only being Mezaka is affected by the fact that he is an Ober. On the other hand, Yerusha, which is not dependent upon Gemiras Das, Halacha is Yerusha Abba Memela Shaini, and an Ober can be a Yerush. That is a third Mahalach as far as how to explain the Halacha of a Mezaka Ober Laikana. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains Pshat and the Sheet of Rav Nachman. This Rav Nachman says, HaMezaka Ober Laikana Likusha Teilat Kana. The Rashbam says, Afagav the poeg of Nachman ba meicher peres deko chaveri. The Omer, Af mishabo lo ilam yochel achzerbay, the eno de makne dover shalei ba lo ilam. Hachagabi ober meidi de chashivai ki yashne ba ilam. Vagamana chasem shenaisnoi harei hein ba ilam. And for that reason, we kisha teled kana. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in the Shita of Rav Nachman. Vuchir, one has to understand according to Rashbam, if we are to say that an Ober is considered Ba'ilam, and for that reason, according to Rav Nachman, Wilkisha Teilud Kana, if so, what is Pshat in this? Rav Nachman says, HaMazaka Wa Ober Wa Kana Ba'oidei Ober. And only if he says, Wilkisha Teilud is the Halacha Kana. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, we find there are Baron and Mishnas, or Baron in Yivomis, Simon Chafei explains Pshat in the Rashbam as follows. That the Rashbam understands that even though an Ober is considered Ba'ilam, but still HaMazaka will Ober Laikana, since one has the Chesaron of the Rosh, that there is a Chesaron of Gemiras Das to an Ober, and for that reason HaMazaka will Ober Ba'oidei Ober Laikana, since there is a Chesaron of Gemiras Das. Only if he says Likash HaTeled do we say that one no longer has a Chesaron of Gemiras Das. But since the Ober is completely Ba'ilam, for that reason there is no Chesaron of Loi Ba'ilam, and therefore we will say Likisha Teilet is Kana. That is how our Baron explains Pshat in the Rashbam. But from the Diyuk Lashon of Rashbam, from this that the Rashbam goes on to say, El Shetzorach Hesakim Rashayne V'leimer Nechasei Lai Ober Likisha Teilet, does Roy Liknes Lagami, from the Rashbam it is Mashma, that Ba'oidei Ober, what is missing, is the Ober's ability to be Zeicha. And we are not just missing in the Gemiras Das of the one who is being Mezaka. So here to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, one has to explain Pshat in the Rashbam based on the Ramban and the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before. That even though an Ober is considered Ba'ilam, but still an Ober does not have a Yad Lizkais. He is only Roy Liknais after he is noilad. But still, since an ober is considered ba'ilam for that reason, the loch is le'kishe teled kana. From the Ramban and the Rashbam, again one sees that the loch of eino de makna dover sholei ba'ilam is not because right now the chois cannot be chal, and for that reason the chois cannot be chal at a later date as well. But rather, the loch of eino de makna dover sholei ba'ilam is because it is loy ba'ilam. And for that reason, an ober, which is considered ba'ilam, even though the chois kinyan cannot be chal by the ober, but still the chois kinyan will be chal le'kishe teled. According to the shita of the Rashba and the Ran that we mentioned before, who explained that even according to Rav Nachman, who understands le'kishe teled kana, but still this that we say a mezaka ober le'kana, is because an ober is not considered ba'ilam. This, that according to Rav Nachman, le'kishe teled is kana. Is as we find in the Goyis HaShvi B'Shem the Ri, that the Goyis HaShvi brings down B'Shem the Ri, that even though an Ober is considered Loi Bala Ilam, but still, Makna L'Dover Shaloi Bala Ilam, according to Rav Nachman, is better from someone who is Makna Dover Shaloi Bala Ilam. And therefore, even though HaMoicher Perestek L'Chaveri D'Aloch is L'Kana, but still, HaMezaka L'Ober L'Kishe Teled is Kana. Now getting back to this that we mentioned before, Beshitas HaTesvis, that Tesis explains that besides the Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, if L'Kishe Teled is Kana or not, there is another Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman as well. If a Mezaka L'Ober Shu B'Noi is Kana, Keshitas Rabbi Yochanan, since Da'itei Shel Adam is Kreva, Eitzel B'Noi or not. Rav Huna understands that a mezaka l'ober shubanei is not kaina. On the other hand, according to Rav Nachman, a mezaka l'ober shubanei is kana, since we will say da'itei shel adam is kreva eitzel b'nei. L'chaira, one can explain mishitas ha'tesvis that the common denominator between these two machleksim that we find in which Rav Huna and Rav Nachman argue is because Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are arguing b'seid ha'din of a mezaka l'ober kana. How are we to understand the loch of a mezaka l'ober kana? Do we understand that the loch of a mezaka l'ober l'kana is because an ober is not considered ba'ilam? Or are we to say that a mezaka l'ober l'kana is not because an ober is not considered ba'ilam, but rather even though an ober is considered ba'ilam, but still a mezaka l'ober l'kana? And this a mezaka l'kana is either, as we explained before, b'shitas harashbam v'aramban, that an ober does not have a yad viskais, or as you mentioned before, Veshitas HaRosh, that the Rosh explains this, that we say a mezaka l'ober l'kana, is because there is no gemiras das to be mezaka to an ober. Rav Huna understands this, that we say a mezaka l'ober l'kana, is because an ober is not considered ba'ilam. And for that reason, Rav Huna understands that even if one will say l'kishe teled, but still the loch is l'kana. And so too a mezaka l'ober shubanai, even though da'itei shel adam is kreva itzel b'nai, but still an ober is not ba'ilam, and since an ober is not ba'ilam, the fact that one has da'itei shel adam kreva itzel b'nei will not help at all. Rav Nachman on the other hand argues, and Rav Nachman understands that a mezaka l'ober l'kana is not because an ober is not considered ba'ilam. And since an ober is considered ba'ilam, for that reason Rav Nachman understands that we will say a mezaka l'ober l'kishe teled is kana, as he mentioned before, b'shitas harashbam v'haramban. And so too, according to Rav Nachman, we will apply this svara of Rabbi Yochanan of Da'itei Shel Adam Kreva Eitzel B'nai, which according to the Rosh is Pashat, since according to the Rosh, the entire chesaron of a mezaka l'ober, according to Rav Nachman, is only because one is missing in Gemiras Das, and therefore, by an ober shel b'nai that we will say Da'itei Shel Adam Kreva Eitzel B'nai, there is no chesaron of Gemiras Das. But even according to the Shita of the Rashbam and the Ramban, that this that we say according to Rav Nachman and Mezaka l'ober l'kana is because an ober does not have a yad viskais, but still we will say that by an av mezaka l'benai, the one has the svara of Rabbi Yochanan of Da'itei Shel Adam Kreva Eitzel B'nai, and therefore one has the gemiras das of the makna. One does not need the ober to be a bar zechiyah in order to be zeicha. And even though an ober does not have a yad viskais, but still with the gemiras das of the av and with the akna of the av, the ben will be able to be kaina the chefetz. The kinyan will be a kinyan mitzad makna without the input of the kaina. And for the reason of the fact that an ober is a la bar zechiyah will not affect a kinyan which is being done mitzad ha-makna, mitzad the gemiras das of the makna. That is a chira, how one can explain the tzarashava between these two machloiksim, in which Rav Huna and Rav Nachman argue. In our Gemara we find that Rav Shesha says echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana, that an ober is kena even without likasha teled. Rav Sheshes brings the following raya. Rav Sheshes proves from this that an ober can be yoyresh. From there it is a mochrach that so too we will say hamezaka lo ober kana even without likasha teled. Luchayr, one can explain the raya of Rav Sheshes from Yerusha with one of two malachim. Either one can explain that the raya of Rav Sheshes from Yerusha is this. Rav Sheshes proves from Yerusha that an ober has the ability to acquire nechasim, and therefore from this that we find that an ober can inherit nechasim, so too an ober can be zeicha in nechasim. And on this Abaye argues by saying Yerusha haba mele ashayni, and therefore one cannot prove from Yerusha to zechia. Or one can explain that the raya of Rav Sheshes from Yerusha is this. Rav Sheshes proves from Yerusha that an ober is considered ba'ilam. From this, that an ober has the ability to be yerush, and there one sees that an ober is considered ba'ilam. In other words, Rav Sheshes understands that the entire reason why we will say a mezaka l'ober l'ikana is because an ober is not considered ba'ilam. And therefore, from this, that an ober has the ability to inherit nechasim, from there one sees that an ober is considered ba'ilam. And on this, Abaye argues, and Abaye says that even though from Yerusha one can prove that an ober is considered ba'ilam, but still from Yerusha one cannot prove zechia, since Yerusha ba me'le shayni. In the Shar HaMelech we find that the Shar HaMelech brings down the following chiddush v'shem the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Shar HaMelech proves from the Tshuvas HaRosh that even according to Rav Sheshes, who says echad zeh ve'echad zeh kana, and a mezaka l'ober kana even without likasha teled, but still, even according to Rav Sheshes, an ober does not have the ability to be zeicha. And this Rav Sheshes argues in Rav Nachman is because Rav Sheshes understands that even without saying likasha teled, but still, hamezaka l'ober kana once the ober is noilad. According to Rav Nachman, only if one actually says likasha teled is one kaina. Now before we explain this machlekes according to the Shar HaMelech between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, if hamezaka l'ober, if the ober is kana likasha teled, without saying likasha teled, okay, one has to explain if so, what was the raya of Rav Sheshes from Yerusha? If Rav Sheshes himself agrees that one cannot prove from this that an ober has the ability to be yerush, that so too an ober has the ability to be zeich, what was the raya of Rav Sheshes from Yerusha to prove that without saying likasha teled, the ober will be kaina? So to explain pshat in the raya of Rav Sheshes according to this mahalach of the Shar HaMelech, Chachira, one has to say that Rav Sheshes was coming to prove that an ober is considered ba'ilam. From this, that an ober has the ability to be yerush, from there one sees that an ober is considered ba'ilam. And since an ober is considered ba'ilam, for that reason, even without saying likasha teled, the ober will be zeicha once he is noilad. Before he is noilad, he cannot be zeicha either, because at this point he does not have the yad liskeis, even though he has the ability to be yerush, since Yerusha haba me'la shayni, or because there's a chsaron in the gemir stas of the one who is being mezakeh. And therefore, as far as Yerusha, that there is no chsaron of gemir stas, for that reason he has the ability to be yerush, even though he does not have the ability to be zeicha. But still, even without saying likasha teled, he is kaina, since there is no chsaron of davar shaloi b'loilam. In the Ravid, in Parakhes Melchus Trumas, we find that the Ravid asks the following kash on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the halacha is that an ober is not yerush. The Ravid asks, according to the Rambam, who understands that an ober is not yerush, what is pshat in this that we say that a mezaka l'ober shabanai is konas and staite shaladim is kreva eitzal banai? In Reb Chaim Melchus Trumas, we find that Reb Chaim answers the Ravid's kasha by saying as follows. This, that according to the Rambam, we say that since daite shalom is kreve itzal banai, for that reason a mezaka l'ober is kana, does not mean that the ober ba'oidei ober is kana, but rather ba'oidei ober, even a mezaka l'ober shubanai is not kaina, and the fact that his daite shalom kreve itzal banai will not help. This that we say a mezaka l'ober shubanai is kana, since daite shalom is kreve itzal banai, only means l'kashayi valid, before he is noilad, even an ober shubanai will not be kaina. From the teretz of Reb Chaim, one sees that Reb Chaim understands the saga of the Ravid. This that the Ravid proves, from a mezaka l'ober shubanai is kana, that so too an ober should be able to be yerush, is because this, that an ober is not yerush, is because an Uber is not a Bar Zechia even as far as Yerusha is concerned. And for that reason, Chaim answers the Kasha the Raivid by saying that a Mazaka with Uber Shabanai is only Kaina Likashi Void, since Va'oi Dei Uber he is not a Bar Zechia. But here one can explain that Saga of the Raivid with a different Malach. This that the Raivid asks on the Rambam that according to the Rambam, if an Uber is not a Bar Yerusha, how can we say a Mazaka with Uber Shabanai is Kana? Is even if we are to say a mezaka u'urber shubanoi is only kainok sheivoi, but still the Ravid is masik. Since the Ravid understands that if we are to say that an uber is not a bar Yerusha, this that an uber is not a bar Yerusha is because an uber is not considered ba'ilam kwal. And if an uber is not considered ba'ilam kwal, even with sheivoi we will say that an uber shubanoi will not be kaina. This that an uber shubanoi can be kaina like sheivoi is only if we are to say that he is considered ba'ulam, and the only chesaron is a chesaron of gemiras das. Then we will say that a mezaka u'urber shubanoi is kaina. And therefore, if we are to say that he is considered ba'ulam, then an uber should have the ability to be yerush. So again, Rebbe Chaim understands b'shita sarambam that a mezaka u'urber shubanoi is only kaina l'kesheh yivoled. Rebbe Chaim goes on to bring the following raya from the Rambam. From this, the Rambam says, "A mezaka u'urber u'ikonim shem David dover shaloi ba'ulam." From there, one sees that the Rambam is coming to explain this: "A mezaka u'urber u'ikonim afil u'kishay valid." And therefore, this, the Rambam goes on to say, "A mezaka u'urber shubanoi is kaina," is also referring to u'kishay valid and not ba'oidei u'urber. Okay, one can ask the following kash on the raya of Rebbe Chaim. What was the Raya of Rebbe Chaim from this that the Rambam says a mezaka u'urber u'ikona? Mishum David Dover shaloi ba'ulam that the Rambam is referring to hamezaka u'urber u'ikona likeshi voled. Okay, one can explain pshat and the Rambam based on this that we mentioned before b'shem the Rishonim, that a mezaka u'urber u'ikona based on this that an uber is not considered ba'ulam, and since an uber is not considered ba'ulam for that reason ba'idei uber he is not kaina, and the Rambam is not referring to likeshi voled. So to explain pshat and the Raya of Rebbe Chaim, Ochira, the Raya of Rebbe Chaim is based on this that we mentioned before, that the Rambam Shita is that an Uber is not considered Einai Ba'ilam, but rather an Uber is considered Ba'ilam. For that reason, the Rambam says that a Makadish Uber Shebemeima is Mekudashes. And therefore this that the Rambam says, Hamazaka Uber Waikana, based on Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, the Rambam has to be referring to Likeshe Void. And the Rambam means to say that a mezaka u'urber likeshi vod is leikona, since the zechiah cannot be chal b'idei uber, for that reason there is a chesaron of loy bala ilam. In other words, the Rambam understands that the chesaron of loy bala ilam is a chesaron since the chalais cannot be chal at the present time, for that reason the chalais cannot be chal at a later point of time as well. And the Rambam understands this that according to Ravuna, afal kishatei leikona is not because an uber is not considered ba'ilam, but rather, even if an uber is considered ba'ilam, but still the halacha will be l'kishatei loikona, since the chalais cannot be chal at the present time. In our Gemara, as I mentioned before, we find that our Gemara asks the following kash on Rav Huna. Our Gemara asks from this that we learned in our Mishnah, ha'imir miyolde ishti zachri tomona yolde zachar neitomona. Omer le Mishnah seinu eini eidea mishana. Our Gemara goes on to say, now to explain this, our Gemara says, based on this that we mentioned before, we find two mehalchim in the Rishonim. According to the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran Ochir, our Gemara means to say as follows, that according to a mayor who holds all the makna dover shaloi ba'ulam, so too we will say a mezaka u'ober kana ba'idei uber. Since according to a mayor, there is no chisaron of loi ba'ulam, for that reason the halacha will be a mezaka u'ober kana. On the other hand, according to the mahalach of the other Rishonim, who understand that a mezaka u'ober kana is not dependent upon this that an uber is not considered ba'ulam, but rather it is because an uber is a labar zechia, or because one is missing in Gemiras Das, this that our Gemara says, our Gemara means to say that even though ba'idei uber, an uber cannot be zeicha, but still let the uber be zeicha l'kishei void, based on the sheet of our Meir v'ademakne davar shaloi ba'ilam. And so to be fine as Mefurish in the Rashba before in the Avkov Chav Zayin Mabes, that the Rashba explains this our Gemara's Mitzadeh that according to Meir, Hamazaka Urbo Bikaina is only referring to Lekeshevalid, which is Ochaya seeming stira to the Rashba and Kedushin that we mentioned before. Ochaya from the Ran in Adarim 1 clearly sees that the Ran understands this our Gemara says Vilaymalay Meir. The Gemara means to say that according to a mayor, Hamazaka Ober is Kana Fuel by the Ober. The Ran in Adarim explains that even according to a mayor, this that we will say all the Makna Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam is only if he said Sheyikne Lika Sheyavai La'ilam. But if he did not say that he's being Makna Lika Sheyavai La'ilam, even according to a mayor, the Allah is Aina the Makna Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam. And therefore, according to the Ran, one cannot explain Pshat in our Gemara. This our Gemara says, that our Gemara means Likeshi void, since in order to have the Lach of our Meir, the Makna Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, and the Kenyan will be Chal Likeshi Yavai La'ilam, one needs to speak out Likeshi void. Just like we find in our Gemara, that according to Rav Nachman, Hamazaka Uber Waikana, but still Likeshi Teilid is Kana. And one has to speak out Likeshatelaid. And therefore before our Gemara was Machadish Vilaimalay the Omar Likeshatelaid, our Gemara has to mean that according to a mayor, Hamazaka Urbo Vikina Filbaide Ober. According to the other Rishainim and the Rashba, who explain this, our Gemara says Vilaimalay a mayor, that our Gemara means Hamazaka Urbo Kana Likeshivalid, even though our Gemara did not yet know. The Omer Likeshatelaid, Mokhaya from these Rishainim, one sees that these Rishainim argue on the Shita of the Ran, and these Rishainim understand that according to Rameir, even without speaking out, that the Kenyan should be Chal Likeshayavai Wa'ilam, but so the Kenyan will be Chal Likeshayavai Wa'ilam. In the Bekevega, we find the Bekevega brings down the following Kasha of the Mepharshim. Bekevega asks, what is Pshat in this? Our Gemara says, Vilema Masnis Nermerihi. Rav Huna himself holds like Rav Meir, and still Rav Huna says, Hamazaka lo ober loikona. Rav Kiveger answers the kasha as follows. De be'emes ba'yuvdo de nechase o ma'abarata de mashma da'ach shav yiska v'zeli mahani gam or Rav Meir. Even according to Rav Meir, an ober cannot be zeicha ba'oy de ober. And therefore, in the case of Rav Huna that he said, nechase o ma'abarata, which is mashma that he wants him mazaka the nechasim to the ober now, that does not work even according to a mayor. As the Bekevega brings down from the Ran in Adarim that we mentioned before. And therefore this our Gemara asks, Vilema Masnisin or mayor is because in our Mishnah he said, Im Teled. And Im Teled is like Likesha Teled. And therefore Vilema Masnisin or mayor he. And according to a mayor, since Im Teled is like Likesha Teled for that reason, we will say Hamazaka lo ober is kana. That is how Rabbi Kiveger explains Pshat in our Gemara. But now one can ask the following Tmiya on Rabbi Kiveger. How can Rabbi Kiveger say that Im Teled is like Likesha Teled? That is the last step of our Gemara, that our Gemara says Vilema Leida Omar Likesha Teled. And before that step, our Gemara did not know the Omar Likesha Teled. So Ochaya from Rabbi Kiveger one sees that there's a difference between Im Teled, even though Im Teled does not mean Me'achshav, and if he specifically says Likesha Teled, and even though our Gemara understands that Im Teled does not work according to a mayor, since Eino de Makna Ladavar Shaloi Ba'ilam, but still, had he said specifically Likesha Teled, there is a tzad that Likesha Teled should work. Now, to explain the difference between Im Teled and Likesha Teled, I'd like to mark them with the following chiddush that we find in the Yashash Yaakov, in Yevamos and Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, that there are two ways with which one can makna davar shaloi ba'ilam, and the chalais will be chal likesha yavai la'ilam. One way is this, that the maisa is taking place now, just the chalais is taking place likesha yavai la'ilam, and then there is another mahalach, that the Maisa is first Nigmar after Likesh HaYavai La'ilam, and before HaYavai La'ilam the Maisa is not yet complete. Based on this one can say, this Rabbi Kiveger explains, that even before our Gemara says the Amar Likesh HaTeled, but still Im Teled of our Mishnah means Likesh HaTeled, by saying Im Teled, all one has is this, that the Chalais is Chal Likesh HaTeled. But the Maaseh Zechiyah is taking place right now. And since the Maaseh Zechiyah is taking place right now, for that reason our Gemara understands that even according to Meir, hold on the Makne Davar Shalei Balaylam, but still a Davar Shalei Balaylam will not help. Only if he says Likesh Teled is there a tzad that even a Davar Shalei Balaylam will help. Since then the Maaseh Kinyan is first Nigmar Likesh Yavei Balaylam. And the Maaseh Kinyan is first Nigmar Likesh Teled. That is a clear what one sees. And so to Achir is a pshat in the Shara Melech that we mentioned before, who explains that the entire machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman is a machlekes one has to say Likesh HaTeled or not. But everyone agrees that the Chal Leischia is only Chal Likesh HaYivoled, but Idai Ober the Chal Leischia is not Chal. Achir, the basis of the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is a machlekes. If one needs the Maaseh Kinyan to be Nigmar, Likesh HaYivoled, in order that the Ober should be Kaina, or do we say that even if the Maaseh Kinyan is not Nigmar, Likesh HaYivoled, even if the Maaseh Kinyan is Nigmar at the present time, but still the Chalais can be Chal Likesh HaYivoled? Rav Nachman understands that one needs the Maaseh Kinyan to be Nigmar, Likesh HaYivoled, in order for the Ober to be Kaina, and therefore one has to say Likesh HaTeled. This the Rav Sheshes argues is because Rav Sheshes understands that even if a Maaseh Kinyan is considered a Maaseh Kinyan at the present time, but as long as the Chalois will be Chal Likesh HaYivoled, that itself is enough for the Ober to be Kaina, and for that reason one does not have to say Likesh HaTeled, but rather Im Teled by itself is enough. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in Mekveger and explain Pshat in the Shara Melech. In the Mordechai, in Perek Yishneichon Eis Tav Kof Ayin Ches, we find that the Mordechai brings down the following chiddush. The Mordechai says, "Vani danti of Nerabaisai Daha De Eino De Makne V'mi Shaloi Ba La'ilam Hayodavka De Mezakle Me'achshav V'hashta La Bar Zechiyahu Avom Omar V'acharai L'yorshai De Mashma Eisam Yorshim Shiyu Oz Yizku Behem Bazeh Shaper Kanu." In the Ramon Chosh Mishpat Simen Reishud Sif Aleph, we find that Ramah brings down the Shita of the Rosh and Abenu Chanano. If he said, Likesh HaYivoled, the Halach is Kana. In the Smaans of Katan Aleph, and so too we find in the Taz and Evan Ezer, Simon Koflam, a base of Katan Beis, we find that the Smaan, the Taz and Evan Ezer explain Pshat and the Ramah as follows. This that the Ramah says, Likesh HaYivoled is Kana, is based on the Chiddush of the Mordechai. And based on the Chiddush of the Mordechai, for that reason we say, Likesh HaTeled is Kana. Now to explain Pshat and this, that the Mordechai says that even if we are to say, Eino de Makne Dover Shalei Balaylam, but still, if he spoke out explicitly, Likesh HaYavai Laylam, the Halach is Kana. Well, here the Pshat is based on this, that we said before, that if he spoke out explicitly, Likesh HaYavai Laylam, then we consider that the Maaseh Kinyan is first complete Likesh HaYavai Laylam, and therefore there is no longer a chsarn of Davar Shalei Balaylam. The entire chsarn of Davar Shalei Balaylam is because one does not have a Maaseh Kinyan, since one cannot have a Maaseh Kinyan but Davar Shalei Balaylam. But over here the Maaseh Kinyan is a Maaseh Kinyan Likesh HaYavai Laylam. So again, according to the Mahalach of the Mordechai, this that our Gemara says, B'leimelei da'omer l'kshateled, our Gemara means that even without the Shita of Rameir of the Makna Dover Shalei Balaylam, but still Likesh HaTeled will be Kaina. Since again, when someone says Likesh HaTeled, then the Maaseh Kinyan is first Nigmar Likesh HaTeled. In the Achrinim, we find the following machlekes. According to the Shita of Rav Nachman, who says Likesh HaTeled Kana, this that we say Likesh HaTeled Kana, is it only if B'Sha'as HaKinyan Kvarnes Abra? Or do we say Likesh HaYivoled is Kana even if B'Sha'as HaKinyan Adayin Loines Abra? In the Ksais HaKhishan and Simon Reishutz of Katan Beis, we find that the Ksais understands that the Halacha of Rav Nachman only applies to the case that the Isha was already in Mubaris and the Uber was already Ba'ilam. But in a case Adayin Loines Abra, then even according to Rav Nachman, if one says Likesh HaYivoled, the Halacha will be like Kana. On the other end, in the Tshuva Sheres Yosef and Simon Yud Beis, the Bekveger brings down, we find that the Sheres Yosef argues on the Ksais, and the Sheres Yosef understands that Likesh HaYivoled is Kana even in a case Hadayin Loines Abra. Well, here the Machlekes is dependent upon this, how we mentioned before, as far as how to understand this, Rav Nachman says, "Lekisha teled kana." Are we to understand this, Rav Nachman says, "Lekisha teled kana," as Rashbam explains, since the Uber is already ba'ilam? Or are we to explain as Agos Hashi brings down Mashem the Rian, as we find in Tesis and Gitzin, that Lekisha teled is kana, since Adam makne ledavar shaloi ba'ilam? If we are to understand that Lekisha teled is kana based on this, that the Rashbam explains, since the Uber is already ba'ilam, for that reason, it is pasha that one needs that the Isha was already a Mu'beres, since one needs that the Uber should be Ba'ilam in order to have the Halach of Rav Nachman. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Halach of Rav Nachman is based on this, that all the Makna Udavar Shaloi Ba'ilam, then one can say that one does not need the Uber to be Ba'ilam to have the Halach of Rav Nachman. In the Ksais, we find that even according to Tesis, the Ksais understands that one needs that the Isha was already a Mu'beres. As Ksai says that even according to Tesis, who explains that davar shaloi ba'ilam is adif midavar shaloi ba'ilam, ulechein hamazaka la'ober kshivoid kana, but still one needs that the isha is kfarnes arba, since one needs miktsasei ba'ilam. Now, ulechein, one has to understand pshat in the Ksais. What's pshat in this, that the Ksais understands that even according to the explanation of Tesis, but still one needs that the Isha was already Mu'beres, since one needs Miktsase Ba'ilam. Why does one need Miktsase Ba'ilam if according to Rav Nachman the Makna Ledavar Shaloi Ba'ilam? So to explain Pshat in the Ksais, we find that the Achreinim say as follows, that the Ksais understands Rashitas HaTesis this, that Pekal according to Rav Nachman the Makna Ledavar Shaloi Ba'ilam, even though a person cannot be Makna, a Chethet Shaloi Ba'ilam, is because as far as being makna l'davar shaloi ba'ilam, the makna already has a koyach of aknah. And even though the kina is not yet ba'ilam in order to be kina, but the makna already has a koyach of aknah. And therefore, one can say this, that the Ksair says one needs, that the Isha is already nasabra, since one needs miktsasei ba'ilam, is because only if one has miktsasei ba'ilam do we have a koyach of aknah. Without Miktsasei Ba'ilam, the Makna does not have a Koyach of Aknah to someone who is not Ba'ilam Bechlal. And for that reason, the Ksais explains that even according to the Shita of Tesis, one needs that the Isha was already Nesabra, since one needs Miktsasei Ba'ilam. In Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned before, the Ramah brings down the Shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Hananel, that he said, Ukshivoid, the Loch is that the Vlad is Kaina. As we mentioned before, the Sma and the Taz and Ebenezer explain that the Shita of the Rosh and Menachanan are going b'shitas Hayeshoimim and Simon Reish Tesef Dalid, that the Ramah brings down Meshem the Mordechai, that by every Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, if someone said Ukshayavai La'ilam, one is Kaina, even though right now it is not yet Ba'ilam. On the other hand, the Taz and Chesham Mishpat and the Nesivis argue, and the Taz and Chesham Mishpat and the Nesivis explain, that even if we are to argue by every Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, and we are to say that by every Dover Shaloi Ba'ilam, even if someone would say Ukshayavai La'ilam, still there is a chsaron of loy ba'ilam, but still by mezaka la'ober, l'kishi yivolei da'alacho bikana. The Taz explains pshat in the shita of the Rosh and Menor Chanano by saying, this, that an ober is different, is because an ober is choshev ba'la'ilam. And since an ober is considered ba'la'ilam for that reason, l'kishi teled is kana. Now, one has to understand pshat in the Taz. How can the Taz explain pshat in the shita of Rabbeinu Chanano by saying that Rabbeinu Chanano understands that an Uber is considered Ba'ilam? In the Tur and in the Taz, we find that the Shita of Rabbeinu Chanano is that an Uber is not Yerish like the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before. If an Uber is considered Ba'ilam, how can we say that an Uber is not Yerish? So to explain Pshat Rabbeinu Chanano according to the explanation of the Taz and Chesham Mishpat Ocher, one has to say, as we mentioned before, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that this, that an Uber is not Yerish, is not because an Uber is not considered Ba'ilam, but rather, even if an Uber is considered Ba'ilam, this, that an Uber is not Yerush, is because an Uber is not considered Bar Zachia, even as far as Yerusha is concerned. But still, since an Uber is Ba'ilam for that reason, Lekisha Teled is Kana according to the Shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chanano. In our Gemara, we find, as he mentioned before, the Rabbi Chanan says that a person can be mezaka to an uber who is benoi, since daite shal adam is kreva eitz al benoi. In the Shita Mekubetzas, we find that the Shita brings down Meshem the Teis HaRosh, That the Tzvi Sfer says, Mikan Nira, Taima, the Eino, the Makne, the Dover, Shaloiba, the Ilam, Mishum, the Gomer, the Makne. And therefore, by an Ober, Shubanoi, Shadaite, Shaladam, Kriva, Eitzel, Banoi, we will say, Amazaka, the Ober Kana. Now, if one can prove from this Tzvi Sfer that the Tzvi Sfer understands that the Chsarn of Eino, the Makne, Dover, Shaloiba, the Ilam, is also because of the Chsarn of Gemira Stas or not, is a chayr dependent upon how to understand this that we say lekisha teled kana? Is this how we say lekisha teled kana? Alacham yuchedes in wadaver shaloi b'olam, and one cannot compare wadaver shaloi b'olam to being makna chayfet shaloi b'olam, or do we say that daver shaloi b'olam and wadaver shaloi b'olam are the same? And if lekisha teled works by wadaver sheinay b'olam, so too Vekashayavay wa'ilam will help by a davar shaloi ba'ilam. Vachir from the taste harash one sees that Allah have a mezaka la'uber la'ikana is because it is considered with davar sha'inai ba'ilam. And still from this that we say that a mezaka la'uber shabunay is kaina ziraya, that Allah have a mezaka la'davar sha'inai ba'ilam is not kaina, is because one is missing in Gemira Stas. This Mahalach of the Teis HaRosh is Zohar not like the Mahalach of the Rosh that we mentioned before in Ksuvus and Perak Almono Kain Gadol, who explains this that we say in Mezaka Ober Laikana is even though the Ober is completely Ba'ilam, but still there is a Chsarin of Gemira Stas. In the Rambam in Perakhez Mochas Chumas Lachadal, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Bas Yisol Shinisa Sokainu Meis. Rabbi Chaim explains that the difference between the beginning of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Basal Shanisa Sakina Mace Vinicham Uberis O Yehua Vadea Betruma Beshvil Ober, and the end of the Rambam, that be ober cholo in a place of havadim ala ichun begwal echav, is because in the beginning of the Rambam is talking about a case that he is the only ben. The only ben is the ober. There are no other banim. And for that reason, v'yeichu havadah b'truma b'shvil ober. On the other hand, in the end of the Rambam, that there were other banim, the evid is icho begwal echav aksherim. Reb Chaim goes on to say, as he mentioned before, b'shem arayved, that from this the Rambam says of Fichachem Hoya Ober Cholo in a place of Havodim, or Echon Begwal Echav, this that the Havodim or Echon Begwal Echav Aksherim is because an Ober is not Yerish, and since an Ober is not Yerish for that reason, they are Echon Begwal Echav Aksherim. But if so, how are we to understand Pshat in the beginning of the Rambam that the Rambam says, O Yechu Avodah Betruma Beshvil Ober? Why aren't the Havodim Echon Beshvil Shar HaYarshim, even though there are no other banim, but what happened to the other Yarshim? So to answer this kash, we find Reb Chaim says the following yisoid. Reb Chaim explains b'shitas haRambam that even though the Rambam understands that even b'Yerushan Ober does not have Zechia, but that is only as far as Zechias Mammon is concerned. The Ober la bar kinyan uzechias Mammon hu, avo behoches nachweis v'din Yerusha, v'ikoshim din the Ober lo yehe bar Yerusha. Ober v'yolad shavin him be'ikar adin shoyusha el demufko midin zechias mamin. V'dinei mischalik, d'shemira shepaka minei, v'ybatal ikar koyach yirushase sheyeshoi al anachasim, uzchos mamin einoi kim shirish es anachasim sheyiyu shaloi la'achar sheyivaled. And since Reb Chaim explains that even though an Ober does not have zechias mamin, but still he has a shemirish, for that reason, the fact that he has a shemirish affects the other kravim, that b'mokim haben they are not considered yarshim, and even b'mokim ha'ober they are not considered yarshim, since the ober has a shemirish. On the other hand, b'mokim sharbanim, the fact that he has a shemirish does not affect the din yerusha of the other banim, as long as he does not have his chias mamin, the other banim mikoyach din yerushasim have a din yerusha upon everything. That is how Reb Chaim explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. This Reb Chaim explains that even though an Ober does not have a Zechias Mamon, but still he has a Shem Yerush, is a chayyah based on this that he will be zeichah lekeshei valid, and he has a shemirish to be zeichah and a chasim lekeshei valid. In our Gemara, we find the Rav Sheshes brings the following raya to prove echad zeh ve'echad zekana. Rav Sheshes says, "Mina amina lo detanya ger shemeis habizbizu yisal nechasa v'shamu sheish haben, oisha haisa ishti muberes chayavin ohachser. Hechziru hakol rachach shamu shemeis b'nei oisha pila ishti. Hechzik v'shni akana uvrushena leikana. Vis hakadaitach ober leikani lamu huachzuki v'shniya. In the Rishonim, we find that the Rishonim ask the following kasha: what do Rav Sheshes see more in this braisa of Gerish Hamesu Bizbizu Yisal Nechasav, more than the Ikar Halacha of Rabbi Yisi? The Rabbi Yisi says Ober Paisal, and from this Rabbanan say that Ober is a new Paisal. From Rabbanan Ochiru, one sees that an Ober is not Yerish, and therefore this braisa can anyways only be going with Shitas Rabbi Yisi and not according to the Shita of Rabbanan. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find that the Rishonim explain as follows. The Rav Sheshes proves from this Tambraisa that will koi alma in the Ober is Eicha, and in the Ober is Yerish. And this Rabbanan understand that the Ober is a Nepaisal is because we will say Smeich Miuta de Mepilais Amechzat in a Keves Vahavu Zacharim Miuta U Miuta Leichai Shinan. And that is what Rabbi Yisi saw in the Braisa of Gerish Hamesu Bizbizu Yisrael Nechasav. Based on Rabbi Chaim Ochiru, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach, and one can say that from this Rabbi Yisi says Ober is Paisal. One cannot prove that Lacha of Rabbi Sheshes, that Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zekana, since this that an Ober is Paisal can be explained based on this that an Ober has a Shem Yerish, and it is because of the Shem Yerish that an Ober is Paisal. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes brought a proof from the Braisa of Gerish Hamesu Bizbizu Yisal Nechasav that from there one sees that an Ober has an actual Zechiyah. Had all an Ober had was a Shem Yerish, then the Halacha would have been that Hechzik B'Rishena is also Kena, since at that time he was not Zeche in the Nechasim. This that we find in the Gemara before. The Gemara says, "V'leim alei Rabbi Yisi da'amar ober kani, the tanan ober paisal ve'inoy meichel," is because our Gemara wants to prove from Rabbi Yisi that an ober is considered ba'ilam. From this, that an ober has a shemirish, and because of the shemirish, he is paisal that itself is a raya that an ober is considered ba'ilam. But the fact that an ober is considered ba'ilam is not enough for the halacha of Sheshes that echad zeh ve'echad zekana, but rather one needs to prove that an Ober is actually Zeiche in the Nechasim, which is only Muchach from the Halacha of the Braisa of Gerish Hamesu Bizbizu Yisrael Nechasav. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Based on this, a Chira will come out. This that our Gemara says before, Yerusha Ba'am Ilar Shaini, and this that Abaye says, to be deicha the raya of Rav Sheshes from the Braisa Yerusha Ba'amelar Shaini is not the same Yerusha Ba'amelar. As far as the Gemara before in our base, this that the Gemara says Yerusha Ba'amelar Shaini, the Gemara is referring to the Shem Yerush. On the other hand, as far as our Gemara, this that Abaye says Yerusha Ba'amelar Shaini, Abaye is referring to the Din Zechia of Yerusha, this that the Ober is Zeiches Chos in the Nechasim. And from there, Rav Sheshes proves that an Ober has the ability to be Zeiche. Abaye says one cannot bring a Raya since Yerusha Ba'am Me'la Shaini. That is the what comes out according to this Mahalach. In Rebaran, in Mishnah, Rebaran, in Yuvamis, and Simon Chafei, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat. In the Raya of Rav Sheshes from the Braisa of Gerish Hamesu Bizbizu Yisrael Nechasav. From this, Rabbi Yisi says, Ober Paisal. One can explain that this, that an Ober is Paisal, even though the psul of Ober is based on this, that an Ober is Yerish. But it could be this, that an Ober is Yerish, is dependent upon this, that he will be Noilad. As we find in the Yerushalmi, Nevamos, and Perek HaChiletz, that the Yerushalmi says, this that Shmuel holds Hamazaka will Ober is Kena, is only if he was Noilad of a Saif. And therefore this, that an Ober is Paisal, is misafik, since there is a safik that he will be neilad obesayif, and therefore he will be zeicha birusho mafreya. But as far as Hamazaka ober the Rav Sheshes says echod zeve echod zakona, it is not enough that there is a tzad that he will be neilad obesayif, since if his zechiyah is dependent upon this, that there is a tzad that he will be neilad obesayif, then one will have a chsarn of gemiras das. As the Baron explains this, so we mentioned before, b'shem the Rosh and Ksuvus, that the Rosh and Ksuvus explains that Hamazaka will ober loikana ba'idei ober is because there is a chsarn of gemiras das. This, that there is a chsarn of gemiras das, is because the kinyan is tali nesafik. And any time the kinyan is tali nesafik, then there is a chsarn of gemiras das. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes needs to prove that an ober is zeicha even al atzad, that he will not be neilad obesayif. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes brings a raya from the Braisa, from this, that the Braisa says that by ger shemesu bizbizu yisol nechos of shamu sheish hoy benei shoyse ishtim uberes chayoven lahachzer hechziru hakov achach shamu shemes bnei oyshe pila ishtay hechzik bishniya kona vishena leikona. From there one sees that even by Pila Ishtay, but still the Ober Ba'oidei Ober was Yerish. And one does not need that he should be Neilad Obesayif, and therefore as far as Hamazaka Ober is concerned, there is no chesaron of Gemiras Das, since the Kinyan is not Tolui B'Safek. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi asks from the Braisa of Ger Shemesu Bizbizu Yisol Nechasa. On this, that the Yerushalmi says that according to Shmuel Hamazaka Ober Kana is Dafka, he was Neilad Obesayif. That is how Baron explains Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to say that Rav is Deicha the Raya of Sheshes by saying Shani Hasam de Refuya Mirafion Biadayu Meikoya. Now to explain this, the Rav says Shani Hasam de Refuya Mirafion Biadayu Meikoya. Luchera one can explain with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain based on this that we said before B'Shem Reb Chaim, that even if we are to say that an Ober is not Seicha, and an Ober is not Yerush, but still an Ober has a Shem Yerush, and he has a din to be Seicha after he is Neilad. And it is because of his din to be Seicha after he is Neilad that we say Refuye Merafyan Biadayu. And for that reason, the Halach is Hechzik B'Rishayna Loizacha. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rava. Another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rava is, as we mentioned before, B'Shem Rabaron, that Rava means to say that even if we are to say that the zechiyah of the Ober is dependent upon this, that he is neilad obesayif, and one needs the leidah obesayif in order that the Ober should be zeicha mafreya, but still the halacha will be hechzik v'yishayna leizacha, since his refuya merafyam biyadayu. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Rava according to Rav Aaron.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.